In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Society is getting worse and worse all the time. I hear that complaint frequently, and usually there's plenty of evidence to back it up. News of mass shootings, political corruption, famous men falling like dominoes for assaulting women. And I'm sure each one of you could add to that list. But is that really any different than it's always been? Oh, maybe the details change. But human corruption was just as bad in the mythical then as it is now. 100 years ago, lynchings were common in many parts of this country. Common. Back in 1804, the Vice President of the United States shot and killed Alexander Hamilton, his political adversary, in broad daylight in New Jersey, went back to Washington and finished out his term. 150 years ago, the U.S. Army practiced massacres in order to displace, quote-unquote, entire populations. Are things worse today? Or is it the same old, with different details? Now, I don't bring this up to upset or cloud your Sunday morning or to make anyone feel helpless or vulnerable. In fact, my goal is quite the opposite. My goal is to help you feel empowered to redeem the time that we live in. The days are evil. Times are broken. I won't deny that. But the beauty is you can do something about it. You can redeem the time that you live in. You know, we read from the epistle to the Ephesians on the Sundays of Advent. That epistle is all about reconciliation, about peace, about light, redeeming a broken world. And in our passage today, Paul calls us children of light who can walk in light. Jesus coming into the world as light of the world, and Paul is saying that as followers of Jesus, we also can be light. And if that sounds familiar, it's because Jesus also calls us the light of the world in Matthew's gospel. Now, what does it mean to walk in light, to be children of light? Well, it's got plenty of layers of meaning, but here's one. Do you know someone who, when they enter the room, bring light with them just by being there? All of us know somebody like that. It doesn't just mean they're the life of the party. That's not what we're talking about, although it could be that person. It could also be a very quiet person. But they just bring light with them. They have a ministry of presence just by being. There's something about their spirit that is attractive in a spiritual sense. They radiate love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness just by being. Well, to walk in the light means to be the light of the Holy Spirit just by your presence. Each one of us can indeed be that person. You who walk in the light are empowered by God to redeem the time you live in just by being. In the same passage we read today, we get this very empowering commandment. Paul says, walk in the light, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Redeeming the time. Redeem the time because the days are evil. Now, we've already established that days are evil. I mean, they always have been. But it is now in your power to redeem them, to redeem the time, to redeem the days. If you bring your light, or better put, if you bring the light that God has placed in you, if you bring that light, you can redeem the time you live in. You can make days better. You can make days brighter. And I don't just mean like fluffier in a happy sense. I mean Jesus better, Jesus brighter. And dare I say, you can make your time holy. To redeem the time, you don't have to do more stuff. You might have to do different stuff, but you don't have to do more stuff. The first point is, are you light in the places and the times you're already living? Are you that person who brings light to interactions with loved ones and strangers and the difficult and the outcast and the vulnerable that you run into day in and day out? Will your ordinary encounters somehow become light-filled just by your presence? Will your ordinary time be redeemed time? But the second point is that perhaps, just perhaps, you are being called in some way, big or small, to redeem that time by doing something different in a particular way. There's a man named William Booth. Maybe you remember his name, maybe you don't. But he couldn't sleep one night back in 1865 London. So he went for a walk. And he walked through some of the worst parts of London and saw derelicts and street people living in alleyways, living in doorways, diseased, not having enough to eat, unbathed. And he realized that in a city like London, with all of its good side, that's unacceptable. Something had to be done. And so he went back, talked with a few friends of his, and began a small movement, which you and I now know as the Salvation Army, which touches millions of lives every year and brings people some kind of grace in the midst of abject poverty. Now, the light that you might be called to bring in a particular way doesn't have to be that big. You don't have to think, I'm going to go create a multinational organization doing good. There are plenty of small charities, even individually run organizations, sunshine groups, and neighbor helping activities, and church outreaches that were started because someone like you was walking in the light and knew they could do something. They made a decision to redeem the time. You know, there's an ancient saying, before kingdoms can change, individuals must change. The bad news is that the days are evil. On the other hand, they always have been. The good news is the Lord of Light is coming into this world. He's coming into this world in a celebration of his nativity, but he's also coming into the world through each and every one of you. In him, you are a child of light, and in him, you are empowered to redeem the time that you live in. Amen.